The absolute asymmetry of Magic the Gathering and Taylor Swift knowledge in Riley is astounding.
It's not yin and yang.
No. They're not two equal size containers in Riley's brain.
That's why I'm here.
Shake It Off is a much earlier song. She's got a new album coming. Well, by the time this is out, it might be out already. The Tortured Poets Department.
And we all insert our opinion in the future.
That was actually a room in the Lubyanka.
That used to be a real place, yeah. That's why Whimsical Elves, members of an actual government department, have forms. there were a lot of people who retired.
You won't be laughing in a minute, Bulgakov. We're going to make you listen to all of Taylor Swift's Black Catalog.
Blue Factory!
So right. Milo, just off camera, was doing a really offensive accent, and which begged the question: do you think there is a British accent that necessitates vocal fry?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Because I think that one may have.
Scouse, maybe. It's kind of back there in the throat,
I don't think the Jamaican Dutch garage voice is. Because white people mostly do it.
I feel like I now have to clarify on the. I would say garage was, it was, but due to being in the UK, it definitely had its origins in a lot of black music. But just because Britain is so white, there were like a lot of white people involved also. So it's kind of, it's a mixed bag.
What's happened is I've mistaken knowing about the history of garage for watching people just do nothing.
Maybe.
Maybe like kind of really deep, like roadman, like London. New London English, whatever it's called, voice. There's a bit of that.
There it is. There it is. Okay.
A bit like, you know, all that. That's a vocal fry when they're on an L somehow.
It's just a.
That's a lot. They said it couldn't be done.
It's a lot of fry.
It's this generation sort of split between C and Q Celts.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Now we're talking.
C and Q Celts.
Can you explain it to
that
me?
That sounds like the world's weirdest clothing store.
No, so P Celtic and Q Celtic.
There's a dividing line in Britain. I don't know if you know about
There's a division in our country that needs to be healed.
There's a division in the sort of Celtic origin parts of Britain as to whether you, as a sort of Celtic person, would use a Q or a P in your name. So that's the Mac-Muck difference.
Oh,
like son of in Wales is like Llewellyn, son of Llewellyn would be Llewellyn ap Llewellyn, and it used to be Map Llewellyn, and it's Mac in Ireland. Mm-hmm. That's the Mac and Map P and C sound.
Yeah,
it's no wonder this is the only job you're allowed to
do. Yeah. This is why it's important not to object to people from Oxbridge and the arts. It's the safest place.
Yeah.
It's this or running things. Pick which one you prefer.
I'm Llewellyn Map Llewellyn. I know where every Llewellyn in the world is, including myself. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, I'm tracking you.
You've got to leave us safely siloed here doing this, or it's heading up some sort of very damaging fund.
Yeah. It's this or DEFRA.
Your choice. Exactly. Yeah.
That's fine. The idea of this is like make work for people who would be doing damage elsewhere.
Or like that village in the Netherlands for people with Alzheimer's and dementia, where they like it's like a fake village. It's at a care home disguised as a village.
They have a fake podcasting studio at the fake village. In our generation, they will
be very, very careful. I just have to say,
the dementia Olga in Holland being just like, can we just start by just naming all of our children?
Here's what you have to do, though. If you're going to the fake podcast studio in the fake village, take public transit. Do not get a taxi.
Oh, don't get the guy. He fucks you, but he can't remember why. Like what he's doing.
Are you suggesting that people who work in pornography will be given sort of, when they have Alzheimer's and retire, they'll be given sort of dummy porn sets to continue to work on in an attempt to keep them happy?
Just deliver the pizza and go.
No, they wouldn't be happy with that. They'd have to fuck. It's the pizza that's dummy. You've still got to fuck. Like, it's only a case of whether or not they release the footage.
Dummy.
I did once see a porn.
This fucking Truman Show level deceit. Just to keep a bunch of retired porn industry professionals.
You could fund the whole village off that. Like guys who are into really niche stuff. Like, no, these guys, they're like really old. Like they don't even know. They don't know it's not the 70s anymore. One of them is blacked up. Although to be fair, it's in the Netherlands, so
Yeah, it's not Christmas.
That's the tell.
That's
how you know.
Wait, so it's like in.
He thinks it's Christmas. It's like in June.
It's like in the movie A Beautiful Mind, where he finally realizes, you know, that oh my god, I actually am seeing things because my friend's daughter never gets older. It's like, oh my god, I'm in the dementia village because it's June and this guy's wearing the ash.
Shutter Island, but Leonardo DiCaprio is just having the same sex in the dementia village.
Look, I wish I brought the gun from upstairs. We are going too blue. We've been going way. It's a water gun. The water gun.
The thing is, we're going too blue, and for the first time ever, it's not me. I asked an innocent question about accents, and yet here you are talking absolute filth about fake pizzas.
I don't like that podcast riff. Get the studio gun. We're euthanizing one of the cast.
What's the most annoying? Because vocal fry is famously quite an annoying thing. That's on like is it This American Life?
Oh, well, like Ira Glass.
Ira Glass
sort of really,
vocal
really rasps through.
So That's American Life.
Yeah, I can't.
It's basically what he's doing is he's doing a prairie home companion for people from the coast.
But I don't like his fry. I don't like it.
You don't like the glass fry.
Mm-mm. But what is the annoying British version? What is the British version that would be annoying to Americans to hear? Because if British people find American vocal fry annoying, what is the inversion of that? What do we do?
There is this girly accent, and I'm allowed to say this. I won't go as far as to say it's annoying, but it is very distinct. What is it? Actually. Do you know what I'm talking
actually.
About?
Like the Queen.
Actually.
Yes. Actually. This British life.
There's this like tiny little British bird women talk like that. Do you know what I'm
actually,
talking
about? Actually, can I? What, like that?
Well, like no, little excuse diminu- me.
Frightened people.
I don't think you can do a diminutive voice.
No.
You're not capable of it. No. Would it be... It's like the English Rose speaks like that, I feel.
Yeah,
I was just thinking
like
that we
Winslet.
Could...
There she is.
Sort of pretty kind of wedding planner.
Yeah.
And is that annoying, do you think? Do you think Americans are like...
I don't know
ugh.
If it's annoying. I think it's the equivalent of that in America.
The difference is, though, that voice in America, what that voice means... is that means you're like either a Nazi or an ancient Roman, usually.
How are you either of those things in America?
Because of movies.
Well, no, because it's because of movies.
The
American understanding of that kind of very sort of...
Oh, the way that everyone in
clipped.
The movie Troy speaks with a British accent.
Yeah, but that version of a very clipped English
because
accent.
Because it's historically accurate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The old accent.
What have you seen the Oliver Stone Alexander?
No,
where all of the Greeks have English accents and all of the Macedonians have Irish accents. Because Oliver Stone decided like that was analogous. Which is like
that's great.
Is one way of looking at it.
Okay,
yeah, so
who has a South African accent?
Egyptians, yeah. Hellenistic Egyptians, yeah. Like people from Troy, those are Scousers. Yeah. You're just building this insane map that has no bearing.
Can I have me fucking son back? You've killed him.
It's just an horse.
Just give it to me.
It's just an horse. Let it in.
So what? He killed your fucking boyfriend. Whatever. It's a war. In case you haven't noticed, a war that you fucking started. So bring him back.
Yeah.
Scylla Black is Cassandra.
No one ever believes me. Surprise, surprise.
Oh. Like when they're all coming out of the Trojan horse and she's like, surprise, surprise. Not to me, I predicted it. No one listens to me.
I don't like this at all.
Cassandra like, looking an OXO cube.
I don't like ancient Troy Scylla Black one bit. What the fuck? This is a new sleep paralysis demon for me. You've invented here.
Scylla Black being dragged away by Agamemnon, who's being played by Sean Bean for some reason.
Yeah. Why don't we have different accents for olden days? Is it because we're closer to the olden days than Americans?
We're olden.
Mm.
Yeah, we are olden.
We sound authoritative to them. That's what it is.
No, it makes sense that way around. Mm. But when we make a, you know, some £7 budget historical drama for our terrestrial television channels, we don't go, well, obviously they all need to sound Kiwi.
Yeah.
You know?
If only.
That would be cool.
If only.
I get the analogy, I suppose.
We need to call Kato the Elder.
Yeah. I would love it. I would love that if the Kiwi accent
so
became our language.
Problems again.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to remake Rome, but with like the Flight of the Conchords guys?
Yes, yes,
Lucius
yes.
Marinus.
Yes,
yes, I'm back. Yes. I'm back in.
Yeah. Titus Pullo.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, well,
Rome's fallen. Just like not really reacting to stuff. Just. Uh-huh.
Musicals, apparently.
Too chill.
I feel like it would be really satisfying to say Caesar in a Kiwi accent.
Caesar? Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get so much hate in the comments from Kiwis. Yeah.
But
they're
you know
like,
what?
That's Australia. It's all engagement at the end of the day.
Actually, that's true. Mm-hmm. Write all of your thoughts down under this.
Am I wrong? Mm. The Kiwi accent, your mouth is closed, and the Australian is your mouth is open. It's Australia, but it's yes.
The Kiwis haven't invented opening their mouth. Mm.
Yeah.
It's like you're a little secret.
They're all ventriloquists.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's a lot more like letter I sounds.
Yes, yes.
Little bits. Yes. Little bits.
Yeah, it is kind of like the narcissism of small differences, isn't it? Because it's like, but they're like, well, everyone always gets their accents mixed up, and it's like, because they're very similar. It's like Americans and Canadians. Like, the difference is tangential. There is a difference, but...
People are constantly, when they ask me where in America... This happens to me once a month, where they say, mm-hmm. where in America are you from? I say, I'm actually from Canada.
When you go to the Dementia Village.
Yeah, when I go to the... It's the same guy.
Who is this young man?
Who's this young man driving a taxi cab?
I say it's my husband.
No. What'll happen is, I'll get asked every once and again, very often, where in America are you from? I'm from Canada. And then there's a huge sort of, oh God, I'm so sorry. Which I always think is stupid, because there's like one of us for every 10 of them. When we sound identical, our culture's the same. The only thing we have is a slightly more rigged grocery market and telecoms market. That's the difference.
They're basically better wine.
No, I'm not going to say better.
They're basically saying, I'm sorry for being more worried than I needed to be about your views.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. It's like they're going like, you're one of the good ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what they say. Yeah.
This is not related to the accent thing, but this is related to the dementia thing. I think a really fabulous long con for me to do would be to pretend I have dementia and then fuck a bunch of young men by saying, I thought you were my husband. You look exactly like him.
Why would that be a con?
Well, because I wouldn't have dementia.
Uh-huh. And okay, what do you get out of the trick?
Being old and fucking young men.
Couldn't you just do that?
Well, no, I don't want to cheat on my old husband.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
You didn't mention that.
Obviously.
Well, that's the prestige. Yeah. You didn't mention you had a husband at the time. You tricked everyone.
But then he can't be mad at me because I thought it was him.
Until you mentioned that, it's the trick, it was like you're saying, what if I went to the shops but wearing a hat?
So you mean a prank. You mean an excellent prank.
You can
prank.
Do that. You can do that.
Yeah. They're going to have no idea what the top of my head looks like. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
they're going to sell me.
And they'll let me buy whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm such a good prankster. I can go to the shop and I can take anything I want so long as I pay for it. And they'll have no idea I'm wearing a hat.
So the real thing is that, so you're old and your husband is old and you're like, whoops.
I want to cheat, but I don't want him to be mad.
Right.
And you don't want to be like, hey, old husband, old man.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman, my husband. Sweet. And we're very advanced in age. I want to open up our relationship because you don't want to do that.
No, I don't want him fucking anyone else.
No, not at all.
No. He might remember
And he's not in the business of getting cucked. He's not into it. Uh-huh. Yeah. He respects the kink. It's just not for him.
He's not
in the business.
Your husband starts yelling at you because he found you in bed with another man, and you'll be like, get out of my house before I set my husband on you.
Yeah. That's really good. I might take that. I might borrow that.
Yeah.
You could use it as sort of an excuse for general sort of social rudeness as well. You're
going
to be like, wow, I have a perfect memory for everything except the fact that you're not this muscular young man.
Yeah, a man you never looked like ever.
Yeah.
This guy who's like a different hair color to you.
And only speaks Spanish.
I'm trying to, just like this whole interaction, he's like, okay. I'm trying to remember now, there was someone I knew. It was like a friend or a girlfriend. They like that where their family was from. There was like a couple in the village who like the wife had dementia, and periodically she would just kick her husband out because she would just think he was some kind of intruder. But imagine if this was what the game was. Like she had the milkman in the back.
Into my own heart.
Yeah, and the whole thing was just an act.
To get them to finally shag the milkman.
Yeah. But to do the thing that is so referenced in popular culture, but I feel like has not been done that much.
Yeah. Well, because there's a decline in... When I first moved to the UK, I can't remember if I said this in the podcast, I had a milkman.
Mm. And did you fuck him?
I did not fuck the milkman, no. Mm. No, it was...
Well, you've missed your chance.
Yeah, that's why you left.
That's the problem.
He's like, no one fucks the milkman anymore.
The decline of milkman means that no one's fucking anymore the milkman.
Yeah. Who milks the milkman? I bring all the milk for everyone else. Ah, there used to be a society that underpinned this job.
Yes,
you didn't do milkman for the money. You did it for all of the middle-aged housewives who were lonely.
Yeah, that's it. And Thatcher destroyed it.
Working from home, that's what's destroyed the milkman. The husbands are all in.
COVID.
COVID killed the milkman.
Normally, the milkman would only bring venereal disease to your house, but once it was an airborne disease, like COVID, they had to shut it all down.
It was too dangerous.
Yeah. Is there another line of work that was famously shag dense and is gone?
Pilot. Babysitter? That's still a thing.
Babysitter still exists.
Pilots and flight attendants.
Yeah.
They're always fucking.
Flight attendants was a thing. Travel agents? No, that's just a job. Doesn't exist. That's not a sexy job.
Travel agent. Ooh, going on holiday.
Some flights.
I think maybe travel agent's not a sexy job. You just like big hair and shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Well, like the porn scenarios, but just for every job. Just like a guy
getting
walking
the fucking
and just
gun
being
again if you talk
like,
about pornography. I need it.
You're the one who brought up fake taxi this time.
I need it.
Roll
mortgage.
Back the tapes.
I'm gonna turn the gun on myself. I can get myself wet in the head.
That's right, wet in the head, like a
you gotta shoot a
monarch.
Fat creamy load into your own mouth.
Yeah,
That's what the milkman has to do these days.
the milkman has to suck himself off nowadays. Yeah. What with the decline of the roots,
the milkman had to get two ribs removed just to carry on.
I heard that about the milkman.
That'd be funny if the milkman was a job with like occupational health issues. You know, like miners getting black lung, or like you know, asbestos guys
housewife's
getting
dick.
Mesothelioma. Yeah, like he's just got like every venereal disease,
milk
and it's
dick.
Yeah. Milkmen
a
don't tend to live much
permanent
beyond 60.
Ring of red lipstick around his skull.
It's soaked in through the skin. It's like a tattoo.
Like sediment. You can see the change in the style of lipstick over decades.
Wait, so when a milkman dies, you sort of cut off his penis, and you can be like, ah, yes, this is when orange was in fashion.
You can see he was a milkman for 10 to 11 years. You can see here where there was a drought.
Mm.
That is 2004. We know that. Yeah. So we can date this guy quite accurately.
Well, milkman historiography. Otzi the milkman. Yeah. Pulling a milkman out of a peat bog. I mean, like, look at this. Look at this rudimentary float. This milkman probably dates from the early 70s.
How fast does a soundbite from this podcast make no sense whatsoever? Yeah.
Just a guy who falls in a peat bog and dies, just like recently.
Yeah, he was doing like the milk round, but on like Shetland or something. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wow, I can't believe what a perfectly preserved hunter-gatherer outfit we found on this guy. M&S, much older than we thought.
Do you think that there's a way that... You know how people have, like, you know, your beach body and stuff. Could we try and start, like, bog body? Like, what like, diet and workout plan do you have to follow to look like, get your bog body?
What, to look, like, really pallid and wrinkled?
Or like really, like, dark and shriveled up.
Yeah. They're like, always, like, really
leathery.
Really, yeah, they look like an Essex mum who's been at the sunbeds.
Yeah.
That's always the vibe from the peat bog men.
Yeah, I've seen... British people on the beach in Spain with that bog body.
Like Mary's landlady in There's Something About Mary. Is that a reference that...
Yeah.
There's Something About Mary. She looks like she's been dragged out of a peat
bog. Exactly. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. Maybe that's the new hottest style. Bog body.
Bog body.
Bog body ready. I'm bog ready.
I'm ready for the bog. Put me in the bog.
I'm very excited for the next season of Love Island that features mostly hunter-gatherers. You're like, I'm Arnold. I'm from Romford, and I'm a scraper.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm a scraper.
Stuff like that. Arnold's not really a sexy Love Island name, I don't think.
Arnold.
I just couldn't think of one.
I'm Arnold. It doesn't feel very British being called Arnold.
I'm Susan, and I was ritually strangled and thrown into a bog in Jutland.
Yeah.
2,000 years ago.
Well, they're doing Jurassic Park, but to bring back like the equivalent of the Audi A3 man, but from like, you know, the sort of like Paleolithic era.
Like, as if he was... Oh, you mean the equivalent, or do you mean like bring...
Yeah,
bring
like the equivalent, like just a guy who's like like, if he'd have had access to, like, FIFA 16, it would have become his entire personality. Oh,
you're saying
he
that,
lived,
like,
before the invention of, like, you know, rudimentary mechanics.
What you're suggesting, basically, is that you would go into the cave and you would find on the wall a series of animals that, when you decode them, indicate he's sorry for losing so badly.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
rock
yeah.
ball. Or
yeah,
whatever.
They had to play real FIFA.
Yeah.
Right. What,
rock ball's very similar to football.
Yeah. But there's a lot more foot injuries. You think the England football team are always doing a metatarsal. Dan, back in the rock ball days, you'd hardly get through a game without losing half the team.
I'm so sorry for saying that. That's just me reaching back and being like, Flintstones, that's good. If you replace something with rock,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It's the same amount of, Well, now I've lost my train of thought. It's the same amount of brain damage as current American football.
Mm.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
What are those guys good? Because those guys aren't going to be able to do what American football players used to do, which is after 3 to 4 concussions,
murder your wife and her lover, and then
well, it's
escape.
it's more like that now.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
it's,
true,
it's
yeah.
like they're going more Chris Benoit. It's like if you can have two different kinds of footballers post career. One's Michael Owen from the kind of football here, and the other is Chris Benoit, who also wasn't a footballer in that sense, but it's two sides of the same coin. We're going sort of more Benoit because
Who's
the games
Benoit?
Are getting much...
The inventor of the Bulls.
No, actually. He's a French-Canadian WWE wrestler who I believe killed his whole family with like a Bowflex.
Oh, because of brain damage.
Because of like,
oh, it's dark.
CTE.
Honestly, I was reading these accounts of these like women who dated American footballers, and like... It's scary. It'll be guys in their 20s who will be driving down the road and like forget where they're driving. Yeah. And then like it's really, really bad. And there's like no healthcare for them.
Yeah. The dementia village in the Netherlands would field an incredible American football team. They're immune. They don't even need the helmets.
but they're only like 35 and they're living in the village.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion for how to spice up Love Island. Because I think they're not in a sexy way. Not in a sexy way.
Straight out of what we just said.
No. Separate. To wash that away, I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I have a suggestion. Because it's going to get samey, right? I'm sure they're already worried about it over in Love Island
HQ.
This
is going to come out in summer, so Love Island's going to be on.
Yeah.
This is being recorded in February.
Yeah, book week didn't go down very well on Love Island.
Exactly. People rioted.
The arguments they got into about A La Recherche d'un Temps Perdu
could have broadcast half of it.
This
relates to my idea. Okay. You get someone who's, it's like a separate game happening within Love Island. And you call them, whatever, the secret agent or something. And they have to go into Love Island. They're not part of the coupling up or whatever. They can't win the main prize. They win a side prize. And it's good. It's like 50 grand. If they can get enough of the Love Islanders interested in some complex work of literature or art, like they have to like educate the people in Love Island a bit and like convince them it's worth all sitting and watching like a Jarmusch film or something.
Just finding like the most jacked academic in the UK and
sending
him into Love Island.
Yes.
I have watched a couple of seasons. They did do that once.
Did they?
Yeah, they got a guy with a PhD to come.
No, the doctor, the one-off guy.
No, a guy with an actual PhD in sports science.
Oh.
That's a PhD. I assume it's hard.
You're in there undercover, and maybe it's a bit like Traitors. For each highbrow thing you convince them to do, you get like another grand.
Yeah.
Like you're adding to the pot.
Dr. Evans is explaining the laws of thermodynamics to Dino.
Yeah.
So you're saying that energy is always preserved. That's right, Dino.
My understanding is like union organizers in America will like go work for Starbucks and then organize from within, right? So it's a similar sort of structure.
Yeah.
But what if it's apart from things that are highbrow?
Yeah.
It could be anything. It could be Scientology.
Mm. Yes,
every
that's
season
true.
It's a new thing.
Yes,
so,
that's true. Really what you're thinking is that it's a reality show with two teams that are playing kind of two parallel, but occasionally intersecting games.
Yes.
Two of one team is, we are trying to, you know, we're playing a sort of relationship-based game, and the other one is, we're trying to distract them from a relationship-based game with any kind of mad shit. Whether that is some
pyramid
kind of a
scheme.
Ersatz literature class, pyramid scheme, crypto thing.
But it's just one guy, though.
Oh, it's one guy.
No, it's not a team. It's like
one guy or girl.
Uh-huh. And their job is to be, why don't we all watch...
Yeah, no one fell in love, but they all now think the earth is flat.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on board with this one. I'm on board with
this.
Cause
real trouble. Yeah. They're all Mormons now.
They're covering up towards the
end. Yes. All of the women have coupled up with one guy. And that's how he wins. They're like, we did sort of an 8-way tie in the season of Love Island.
Can they keep making it? It is pretty much. I also like going on the Reddit to see what people are saying. Everybody who watches
Love
that show.
Love Island Reddit is a terrifying culminate. Like, those are two circles that shouldn't be overlapping.
But everyone who watches it seems to hate it.
Yeah.
Well, on Reddit.
On Reddit.
Yeah.
But they are watching. Love Island and Reddit is, that can't work, can it? That's like mixing bleach and...
It feels like it would, if you're on Reddit, but you're also watching Love Island, you're only doing it in order to kind of like grow new kinds of misogyny in a lab. Like, I feel as though that's the angle of guys who are trying to prove a point about like people who bullied them at school or something.
But like measuring the sort of jaw thickness. Being like, I told you, it's 2 millimeters of jaw. That's the difference.
Guy's watching Love Island, but in like a Nazi way.
Yeah. The Love Island Reddit to me is like if they released a Magic the Gathering deck based around Taylor Swift songs.
Copyright. You can't. Wizards of the Coast, this is our idea. You have to license it from us.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you've been dumped. Plus 50 mana or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Well, then... Shake it off. Instant counter target spell and return creature from target creature.
You have used white
spell actually.
The absolute asymmetry of Magic the Gathering and Taylor Swift knowledge in Riley is astounding.
It's not yin and yang.
No. They're not two equal sized containers in Riley's brain.
That's why I'm here.
Shake It Off is a much earlier song.
Yeah.
She's got a new album coming. Well, by the time this is out, it might be out already. The Tortured Poets Department.
And we all insert our opinion in the future.
That was actually a room in the Lubyanka.
That used to be a real place. Yeah, that's why Whimsical Album. It was an actual government department. Have forms. there were a lot of people who retired.
You won't be laughing in a minute, Bulgakov. We're going to make you listen to all of Taylor Swift's back catalog.
People used to retire on a moderate pension from working in the Tortured Poets Department.
Vulgar.
There was a dacha you could use.
I don't know why she called it department.
Yeah.
Why department?
Like Dead Poets Society vibes?
Yeah, but it's more sort of like the part of a company.
Okay, she called it that. If you want to know, I will tell you that. Because her ex-boyfriend, Joe
Alwyn...
You have
to say one thing about Magic the Gathering also.
Fine, okay. Well, her ex-boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, was in a group chat with Paul Mescal and the hot priest from Fleabag, and that group chat was called something to the effect of Tortured Men's Department or something like that. So it's a reference to a group chat. Yes. Okay.
It's a weird concept for a group chat.
I think it's really hot when guys play Magic the Gathering.
Okay. This is going to be our most viewed episode. There's a woman talking about us.
The number of views is just zeros. It's so high. Yeah. It's the number in front of the noughts.
It's actually being displayed in standard form.
I'm so intrigued by it. I wish someone explained it to me.
Okay. You could just hire like a team of people in the Philippines to like answer your DMs and just set up a burner account where you encourage men to pay to DM you.
Well, I think it's one of those. I suspect Magic the Gathering is one of those fandoms that didn't go fascist. I think maybe. No, it did.
Shaking his head.
No, it did go fascist, huh?
You did.
No.
Magic the Gathering fans. Warhammer 40K fans are good still, right?
Magic the Rally.
Oh, no, them too.
Oh. My first boyfriend I got when I moved to London was super into Magic the Gathering, and he could never come from sex, so I'm not saying the two are related.
Is the implication that he could come from something else, but it was only like Magic the Gathering related?
He could come from like sorceries.
I think the implication is really clear what did make him come.
Yeah, playing the right cards in the right order.
Yeah.
Question. You are the official lady of this panel. Yes. So here's my lady. Question about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What would you think if it was that you met a guy, like a very like bog standard, like straight guy, but he had like an archival Taylor Swift knowledge?
Oh, red flag.
Yeah, I would presume so, right?
It's millennial women had to pretend to like sports Gen Z men have to pretend to like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
it's a very clear strategy. And it's like, oh, every time I meet a guy like that, I'm like, honey, I've been there. I've been you.
So it's like a wolf going, grass, am I right? Yum,
yeah,
yum.
Yeah.
Delish.
I feel like I should clarify now that I have runoff knowledge from my girlfriend.
I find it fascinating when I hear women say things like, oh, I had to pretend to like sports or whatever. It's like, no, you may have thought you had to pretend to do that, but you didn't know. You've not truly understood. Stood men, if you think you had to pretend to do anything.
Or just a particular subgenre of men.
Yeah.
I went on the Love
Island.
Like
a guy who's really principled about the sports. He's like, no, I won't fuck anyone who can't name the England first 15 rugby team from 2003. I don't care how hot she is.
Yeah.
So I don't care how great the knockers are. Yeah.
Wait,
right.
What team did you say? Because I can recount them.
The 2000.
No, I'm kidding.
So I went on. She's been run through. It's like a man who knows his like rising sign or whatever.
Yeah.
Olga
can
tell you exactly how many points Johnny Wilkinson scored in the 2003 Rugby World Cup.
I'm on the Love Island Reddit right now.
Okay.
And I found one post that I think is just very funny, which is just submitted by someone called Available Leather 76. And the post title,
like a fucking medieval merchant.
Who's available? Leather. Available leather.
Yeah. I need wood. Who has wood?
Very NPC dialogue.
Yeah.
Another available as you walk past the guy in the game. I forget he says that every time. It's like 1 a.m. and he's standing in the village square selling leather.
It's sort of got his low energy sales.
Too many Hanoverians these days. Leather.
The Adventurers Guild has coin for those who can swing a sword.
The leather seller's job isn't what it used to be. There used to be many a horny house wench for the leather seller. No more.
Door-to-door leather salesman. It's got to be one of the most ominous jobs I could imagine.
Still exists in like one area of Berlin.
It's got like a big bell and a cart. Leatherman!
Ich bin das Leatherman!
Oh, thank God you're here! I've just broken several of my straps. Like, it's like they're really going through leather goods at such a rate in Berlin that they're like.
Well, just the strain from all of the sexual activity that you're being hooked up to, like harnesses,
like a
swings.
Milk float just with fucking piled up leather. Kinkwear in the back, slowly driving around Berlin.
I have my leather trousers ausgefistet.
What I've just witnessed,
Leatherman,
Pierre and Milo do was turn themselves on via a riff.
Yeah,
you could hear them be like, ha, ha, ha. Wait a second.
Yeah,
wait.
You could hear
minute.
It in real
milk
time.
Milk flowed.
What if I did my leather trousers ausgefistet?
Man, I would never even try and wear leather trousers. I can barely wear jeans.
I look into one thing happens every
it's
8 months.
It's so straight that you can barely wear jeans.
Yeah.
It's like a level like the Kinsey scale. You start losing garments at a certain point. Like you can't be trusted with this.
You have to be nude. Like when you start one of those survival video games, your character's just naked.
Yeah. I'm so straight. I'm only allowed those walking trousers that zip off at the knee.
Knee zip off cargo pants is the final level of that.
Yeah. Socks and sandals.
You could be like, I'm so straight. And I'm wearing my zip off walking trousers, some Merrell shoes, a real Hail t-shirt, and have a long, terrible balding ponytail.
Well, there's a line being turned down by a riff. Come on.
It's the two types of German guy. You're either the leather guy or you're the zip-off cargo trousers, weird t-shirt, ponytail.
Yeah, and like
that was my first boyfriend when I moved to London.
It's two German guys?
On each
one
other.
Only tells wearing the a truth. Leather trench coat. Yeah.
What does the leather salesman say? I want to know.
So the leather salesman says, the women on Love Island are stunning. Does anyone know how they keep up looking so amazing? Their bodies in particular.
Does anybody know if they need any garments?
Like, is it work or are they just great at eating right and working out? Is this a UK thing?
No.
No.
I have so many questions.
It's so funny to imagine someone who has no prior knowledge of the UK flying into the Love Island subreddit. Is everyone in the UK jacked and hot? I've got to move to the UK. I've heard about this place called Basildon. I must go there. All the women are great.
I love the idea of like, imagine this guy, right? He's sitting watching Love Island and he's just folding his arms, shaking his head, going, God, so attractive. Their bodies in particular. But how do they... Well, there's nothing else for it. I'll just have to...
I've got a leather selling account.
Hey, I've got to sign up to Reddit and ask them. They'll know how to look physically fit. He's on Reddit.
I'm picturing him in a harness with like a gag in his mouth.
Well, hey, on the couch going, he's tied,
spread eagled on a bed, watching Love Island.
Siri, post this on Reddit.
Typing on a keyboard with a straw in his mouth.
Yeah.
Their bodies in particular.
Their bodies in particular, such a completely mad, unnecessary.
Just being like, I've got a question about women and why they're like that. Where should I direct this? Reddit.com, I reckon. Yeah.
That panel of experts should weigh in soon.
That's the strange thing, though, about Reddit. It's one of the small number of places on the internet where you can go for a person who writes an answer to a question as opposed to just like 1,000 identical AI-generated blogs. It's a real poison chalice.
I read a post from a woman who I think was a computer programmer who said that whenever she has some kind of programming problem she can't resolve, she always posts on Reddit asking for an answer and then immediately replies with a really obviously wrong answer from like a burner account. She's like, because people are much more enthusiastic about correcting people who are wrong than they are about actually answering
that's
a question.
Genius. Yeah,
it's definitely incredible.
It's so smart.
Genius. But also, yeah, answering with an obvious answer also prevents people from answering over and over again the thing you know it's not.
Yes. I really like the subreddit No Stupid Questions because it's a very pure place. Because, like, the questions are...
No asking about the breasts of the Love Island women here. We know how they got like that. But it's called Turkey!
It's genuinely just, like, very simple questions that of the kind that you would be, like, embarrassed to ask. But
wait, like, Turkey food?
No, the country where you go to get cheap cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
And you think they're eating lean meat?
Is that what it is?
I thought it all goes straight on the breasts. A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the tits. That's what they say about Turkey.
you know how on Boxing Day everyone's got a fat rack? It's because of the turkey the day before.
You wake up
on Boxing Day with bazongas. It's because of the turkey that
you
ate.
It's a tryptophan.
Yeah. It's a tryptophan. It gives you an enormous fake breast.
The back of a nail salon in Canvey Island, and there's just women eating turkey legs like a medieval king.
Boxing Day, everyone has the full lips, the long sort of glossy hair.
Yeah, and there's no buccal fat or whatever. It's all gone. Long alien heads.
Uncle Kevin, it's very distracting seeing you squat down to pick up that present.
With you. Oh, God.
Dropping my fork off the table like, oh, Uncle Kevin. I'm ever so clumsy today. Why, you're looking mighty caked up, Uncle Kevin.
Oh,
all the extra turkey I put on your plate yesterday.
Mighty caked up is one of the worst things you've ever said. That is horrible. Those are going to be my last words, and only you will know why.
You're going to kill yourself with the studio gun.
Yeah.
And we'll bury you face down so we can see how caked up you
are. That's right.
Mighty caked.
Bury me face down so they can see my ass.
We're having an open casket. Facing down.
It's in the bottom half.
The bottom half is open.
Yeah. And you're facing the floor. It's an open casket so everyone can just spank you.
Morticians are now being asked to do BBLs.
Now, as you all know, Kevin, as a member of the congregation, he was very into his squats, his thrusts.
One last spank for Kevin.
Your wife mournfully spanking you on the arse as she files past the coffin on the way out.
The procession leaves the pallbearers carrying Uncle Kevin out to Perfect Exceder.
Yeah, brick house.
Laying a rose between his butt cheeks. I did actually go to a funeral.
I love my hot uncle.
I miss him so much.
Can that be a t-shirt merch? I love my hot uncle.
Yes.
And on the back it says I miss him so much.
I love my hot uncle. The ass on that man.
Just a t-shirt that would be confusing if it came from like a Taiwanese flea market. You know, like, this can't have been in English originally.
Yeah, 100%. We have to do that.
Tell such a story.
TM. No one else can do that.
Factory!
whether you like it or not, on your deathbed going, and I'll never, the brick, and then dying.
That's really funny, though. That's a great prank that you've played on yourself as a 9-year-old.
That's funny.
That's so involved for a 9-year-old.
And now that you're worried about it, you'll definitely think about it.
Yeah, that's the problem. I can't stop worrying about it. And so I keep on reinforcing this one particular very worrying mental path. Because the thing is, the rest of it's pretty certain.
Yeah.
You know, it is going to happen, and you can't really affect what the outcome's going to be. Like, you can put it off for a time, but it will occur.
You can put it off. It's like arranging a colonoscopy.
Well, hopefully, if what you want is to avoid that, you need to die in a distracting enough way that you don't have time to think about the brick.
Watching an awesome movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a thing for your phone that holds a ball for a dog when taking a picture. What's that for death?
Yeah.
I'm afraid my time is near.
Here, boy.
Put on Michael Mann's Heat. Start from the middle. I've not got long. It's a 3-hour film.
Yeah, it'll have
I
to be
I want to see the shootout. I want to get at least that far.
Yeah, it will have to be something distracting that is overwhelming enough that you don't have time to sort of sit and think.
Like you're being raided by a SWAT team comprised of the Cock Destroyers.
The who?
What?
We talked about
I don't like to hear about this. I don't like the sound of these guys.
We've got to destroy your cock. Get on the ground. The Cock Destroyers
cock
are like...
Destroyers? You mean the Russian government?
We have talked about this show. The rude porn ladies who bicycle.
One
of them is dead.
I've got to go.
May she rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
She destroyeth cock evermore.
I've got to go to the dementia
plane.
Village now. I don't remember that.
That's the test. If you forget one thing that you said on a podcast months ago, then you're dementia village, one strike system.
You could end up really confusing your family by being really old and a bit dementia-y and sort of going, I'm just worried about the brick. He's talking about a brick, but he won't explain what it means.
He's haunted by a brick.
Yeah. I can't believe you've built a brain prank for yourself.
Yeah. That's amazing.
When you were 9...
No, because I was at this... I remember it so clearly. Yeah. I remember the brick. Not just a generalized idea of like, this is kind of what the school building looks like. No, I remember because I was there for grade 6 through 10.
And that was the death brick.
I would have been 10, sorry, not 9. It would have been 10.
Okay, well, that changes everything.
And every time you walk past the wall, you'd look at
the death
brick.
They torn the school down now. It's now houses.
Yeah, but when you were there.
When I was there. Yeah, I would always look and I would be like, yeah,
that's a death brick.
And that's death brick.
Basically.
Is it a matter of you creating some sort of philosophy or even religion around the brick? Mm. So when you do think about the brick when you die, it means so much
it's
more.
It's a nice thing. Yeah, that's
how you beat the brick.
A symbol.
Like it was one of those sort of fake bricks from Prohibition that was actually wine.
Yes.
Okay, we're on to something.
It could work. Uh-huh. But hang on, we haven't gone to the root of...
My wife is something of a brick.
Why when you were 9...
10. That would have
been 10. Mm-hmm. Why when you were 10, were you operating as a 10-year-old on the assumption that your last thoughts before you die were always bad, and so in that case, a brick would always be better?
It would be neutral.
So why...
I just remember wondering if it could be done.
Oh, no.
So it was a thought experiment.
Yeah. I was an extraordinarily bored kid.
Yeah.
I was very, very, very bored.
Just imagine some like you've accidentally swapped destinies with someone. Like there's some guy like dying who's a bricklayer whose last thought is about like the balance sheet of a tech company or something. He's like, why would I think of that?
Someone who's killed by a brick sort of approaching them very rapidly.
Yeah.
Their last thought is about a
Riley's
podcast
wife.
About porn or whatever. Like, for some reason. It's like,
the last thing I thought about was fake taxi.
I just think
about
semantically
a thing you have no concept of.
Yeah.
Like, my last thought is a fake taxi, but I lack any of the kind of like cultural vernacular to even understand what that is. Yeah. I just see a bald man fucking a woman in the back of a taxi and then
can you imagine two fake taxis driving into each other and everybody dying?
Who's at the wheel? In that scenario.
Well, like having your dick sucked in fake taxi and saying, but if you're doing that, then, whoa! Who's driving
and then, like,
this
someone,
Tesla.
And then someone who lives in, like, the Andaman Islands had their brain swapped out with mine, and then they're like, why am I thinking of that? And then they die.
That would be fun to, like, drop a DVD in a DVD player with, like, fake taxi just, like, onto, like, Sentinel Island.
What?
And just watch them just try and make sense of that from first principles.